Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
Pardon me?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
42740.
42740. Thank you. Can I have the first and last name, please?
Donald Henderson.
Thank you, sir. I'm still looking, sir. Thank you. I'm looking, sir. Thank you. So I had to wait for it to load when I entered that in. My apologies. Okay, so I've pulled up an account with that name and zip code. Do you mind just verifying the shipping address for me, please?
Well, first of all, what did I buy?
Yes, sir. I need to verify the account, and then I can go ahead and see what you have with this. Can you verify
my shipping address? Shipping? Is 365. Farley Lane in Glendale, Kentucky.
Okay, thank you for verifying the account. I see that you... Let me go ahead and see what you have with us. Give me just a moment to review the account, okay? Okay. I'm still here. I'm just trying to review the account real quick to make sure I see what's going on. Okay, so I see this is in regards to the Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club membership. You selected the drill for the $7.95 shipping cost as a gift. For signing up for our Factory Direct Savings Store membership, you're going to be billed 5 days later after signing up the membership fee, which was going to be that $56.95. Each month you're enrolled and billed that membership fee, you would receive a $125 gift card to shop online at our Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club, sir. That's what's currently being billed, sir. How can I help you with this today, please?
Well, that's the question. See, I don't remember signing up from nothing of the sort. And I wouldn't have bought no drill for whatever you said it is, because I've got DeWalt drills, and I wouldn't need another drill. And so far I've been billed twice for $56.95, and I have nothing to show for it whatsoever. And I would like that refunded and canceled immediately.
So you never selected the drill $7.95, sir?
No, sir, I did not. Or no,
anyone
I did
else
not,
in your household ever sign up for
no.
that or create that? Okay, so you're claiming fraud on the entire account, including
yes.
the shipping cost for the gift, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, I will be happy to get this canceled out and then get you over to the fraud department for further assistance. Allow me a few moments while I cancel this out and locate a fraud specialist that will be able to assist you with the call. I'm still here. I'm just getting it canceled out, sir. Please stand in line.
Okay.
I'm still here. Please stand in line.
All right.
I've almost got this canceled out. Thank you for your patience, sir. Okay, I've got the account canceled out. I'm just trying to still locate a fraud specialist, and I'm working on the notes on the account, so please stay on the line, sir. I'll have a confirmation number for you in just a moment. Okay, I've located someone that's going to take your call. I will have your confirmation number in just a moment. I'm just getting the call set up for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I have the cancellation number for you, sir. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay. It is going to be Selick and Chuck. And then it's going to be 261-034-066.
Okay.
Yes. Again, that's See Lake and Charlie 261-034-086. You have that down, sir?
The last two was 86 or 66?
It was 86, sir. So again, I'm going to repeat that back. See Lake and Chuck 261-034, and then it's going to be 086.
Okay, I thought you said 66.
Right, I apologize. I believe I may have accidentally misread that the first time. I apologize. But it's an 86 at the end.
Okay.
Okay. My apologies to you, sir. I have the call set up to transfer you over to the fraud department. The fraud specialist will go ahead and assist you further with the rest of this call, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for calling customer support. I'm beginning transferring out of the fraud department. Please stand in line. You'll be speaking with them shortly.